Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
2.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock.
Yes, indeed.
Roger and JP at 7:04.
Yes, look who's here.
Showers at 46. Comedian Joey
right
Cullen
on time,
just walked
man.
In. How are you, buddy?
Emergency. That was Lou Gramm, the original singer of Foreigner, by the way, who I go see in concert. Uh-huh. I don't like fake thing. I don't like fake Journey, fake Foreigner,
you
fake
see
anybody.
The real guy.
I want to see Roger the real lead guy.
Him and Mick Jones came out during the Billy Joel show.
They did. I heard about that.
Why don't you let Roger tell you how great Lou Gramm sounded?
Yeah.
No good? Yeah?
Yeah, he was pretty good
he's
at points.
He's got some problems.
Other times a little, you know, but
I still want to see him, though.
Mm-hmm. The new guy's pretty good, actually.
Oh, man, I burnt my balls in my car seater. My seat heater.
Yeah.
I had the car running with the hot thing up to 3. You know,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
The heat's the seat heater. You
it's
know
hot,
what I mean?
Huh?
And I these jeans are loose. And I'm in my 50s, so there's a lot of droop. Oh, my God.
What are you driving?
I think I burnt the bottom of my balls on the seat heater.
What are you driving these days?
I got a good car.
You still got the Mercedes?
I got a good car.
Nice.
Yeah, I got a nice car.
So you
car.
Pay extra to get your balls burnt. Nice.
That's what happened.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you going to upgrade
Germans
the Mercedes to
balls.
Like a bigger version now that you're
no.
movie star?
No.
A movie star?
It's not. I did a movie. It's very funny. Let's see. We'll talk about
movie
that.
Movie star? Roger wants to know when it was going to be in Sundance. I was betting against Sundance, and I was.
Well,
betting
are you going to take to any film festivals? You know,
well, we're working on that. We're working on that now.
You
know,
are you going to be breaking bread with De Niro at Tribeca?
I already broke bread with De Niro.
Not the truth,
and not at Tribeca. He
didn't
came
break,
to Long Island.
You didn't break bread with him. He came and saw you do stand up.
We broke balls together. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. My balls are so burnt. Did I just, I burnt the bottom
really
of my
problem,
balls.
Really a problem, huh?
Yeah, bottom of my balls.
Ladies have no idea what we go through.
What do you do about that?
Talcum? Little gold bond.
Gold bond? I heard you're not supposed to use that. It gives you infection or something. It dries you up.
How about when it's 45 degrees out, you don't put the seat on the number 3 heat?
How about that? Well, I'm
if it's 8, I get
how
it.
How about you mind your business?
Something.
You probably don't have heated seats and don't know the glory that it brings.
Of course I do.
Oh, my God.
Every Jeep has heated
they
seats.
They got heated seats, heated steering wheels now, by the way.
That's by the way.
Which
when
is
you
the greatest
in,
thing.
When you live in the Northeast, that's the best.
That's the greatest besides, thing in the world.
Like, if you had a rate, the car options,
yes.
Remote starter, number 1.
Yeah.
Heated steering wheel, number 2.
Right.
And, like, navigation is number 3.
There you go.
For me.
Well,
I, don't
for masturbation, the
I don't need those air-conditioned seats because they make you feel like you peed yourself.
For masturbation, the heated steering wheel is the thing to do because you can warm your hands. And then if that's what you do, you know.
What is wrong with you?
If that's what you do, I don't
is
know.
Is that what you
if
do?
People do that? Ugh. I don't know. I've done that. Oh, my God.
I did it once in college.
You did?
So,
that was it.
So right before you walked in, you're not saving any like hissing cockroaches or anything, are you? Because the Bronx Zoo has put out a thing for like people.
Well, you've been known to save the butterflies and other nonsense.
Yeah, you're saving everything else.
Oh, no. I don't have a hissing cockroach.
I just
at
wanted
all.
To make sure.
I got spider crickets. We talked about cave crickets in my basement.
Well, Valentine's Day is a revenge gift the Bronx Zoo put out, like where you can name a hissing cockroach after your ex. Pretty funny.
You think the ex is even going to take the time to...
Well, you send her the thing.
How is anybody going to know that?
You send her the thing. You send her the
you
note
send her
package.
The thing.
Oh, she gets the hissing cockroach?
No, she gets the piece of paper saying you named this cockroach after her. And then there's chocolates that are cockroaches, hissing cockroaches.
Right.
And then there's socks with hissing cockroaches on it.
Your
so you can buy like, the whole package for $75 and you send
how
it to
much?
Her. $75
and you don't even get to send it a cockroach?
You know what? That's one of those
that's a racket.
BS things where, let me name a star after you,
right,
okay?
Exactly.
If it's cloudy, you don't see your star anyway,
right.
A. And B, which star is yours? You know, I was never a star guy. You know, like you ever see, oh, there's Ursa Minor, Ursa Major. I see a Milky Way. You know, the Big Dipper.
You
that's
see
it.
That one.
You see the big, you go, every once in a while, if you're in a decent mood, you look up, you go, oh, there's a Big Dipper, there's a Little Dipper. And you can barely make that out. So the star thing is, oh, the ancient civilizations used the stars. Here's your stars right here. Okay?
Nobody, yeah, like
I'm going to give you a star. How many people actually got a star, spend time, go out in their front yard, especially when it's cold out,
it's
and go, let's go look for our star. You know, we're going to, hey, guess what we're going to do tonight, honey?
Well, you're probably
going to go on
it.
The front lawn and look at and look. and look for your
and
stars.
You know what it is?
How about that?
Here's
Let's
the thing,
get a
though.
Bottle of Jack.
Here's the thing with that, though. The person who buys the star right. thinks it's the most romantic.
They do.
Right?
Yeah.
And the guy who, or the person who receives the star is like, what a jerk off. Why'd you buy me a star?
Exactly
and it goes
right.
both ways. If the guy buys it for the woman,
yeah.
or the woman buys it
right.
for the guy, same thing. The one who right. bought it, I'm so romantic. The one who yeah. got it, like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Well,
how
next time buy me socks, bitch.
That's exactly right. Look, you know, let's think about that. Let's think about gifts that the one person would think it's amazing, and the other person, but male or female, would say, this is ridiculous. This is what other gifts would that be? Would it be? I mean, because socks, you just brought up socks. Socks, underwear,
yeah,
always
but a person
usable.
Who buys that, yeah, but somebody always. Who bought that didn't think it was amazing. That's like
right,
right.
Filling. But I'm talking about what gift would be? Did you buy somebody? Listeners out on the
a Dyson
right
vacuum
now?
Cleaner. You went out and spent top dollar on his vacuum cleaner, right. thinking you're making her life easier. Meanwhile, right. all she does wants to do is put it on your face and suck the skin off.
Yeah. Well, I'm an Orec guy myself.
An Orec. Oh,
you know,
there's
an Orec
there's
guy.
Beauty in it.
Did
beauty
you get a complimentary Orec when you got the Mercedes?
Yeah.
Movie star.
That's comedian Joey Cola hanging with us today.
I
we'll
love
be hanging
this
out
whole
with him
radio
on Thursday
thing. Pointing stuff.
Did you bring your penis or you have a vagina today?
Here?
What's going on?
What's that?
Did you bring your penis?
I got a little of both.
Joey's new movie is called Gender Bender.
I got so much to talk
and
about.
And it's a movie where all
morning.
The guys wake up one day with vaginas. Pretty,
yeah, we're premiering it at Governor's on Thursday night, as you guys know. Thank you mm-hmm. For the
promotion.
Yeah, promotion.
Well, we'll be doing a big VIP room. We'll give you all the details, give you guys a chance
yeah,
to hang out in
yeah,
the VIP
it's a great
room
movie.
With Joey.
Chris Roach is in it. Casey
Roach.
Webb, who's in Man vs. Food, mm-hmm. is in it. He's got that show now. Eric Roberts, Gilbert Gottfried plays my gynecologist, okay?
And I can't wait to see it.
Wait do you...
the premise is so ridiculous.
Yeah,
it could be very funny.
We do things in this movie that nobody else has done. And when you see this movie, a lot of your reaction is going to be, oh, my God, no. Oh, my God, no. Holy crap. I can't believe they did that. And we did it. And there's no politics. Awesome. There's no thinking. It's
right.
It is a movie that everybody needs to see of the time.
If this movie got to the Motion Picture Association of America,
yeah.
would it be G, PG, NC-17, R, X, or Jesus Christ?
Or not
R,
rated.
Probably R plus.
R plus?
Oh. Yeah, yeah. R
so it's
plus,
a rough
yeah.
R.
It's a rough R. It's,
awesome.
It's a pretty rough R. Yeah. It's a little pornographic. It's a little...
No.
The bottom line is it's very funny.
Until it matters.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, more with comedian Joey Collins.
Details.
7:16. Joey, the yogurt's making me all burpy.
Is it really?
Pass through quickly. Goes right through. Makes you regular.
Comedian Joey Collins in the studio brought like 27 different kinds of yogurt.
Yeah.
Greasing the skids.
Yeah. We got there's many different kinds. There's like a faye. Yo Play got a custard one now, which is like warm ice cream, which is great. You got your basic Danon, and then you got the brown cow. Oh my God, there's a layer of cream on top of the yogurt.
Sounds so healthy.
Yeah, no.
I'm pretty sure this defeats the purpose.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Life defeats the purpose. There is no purpose. Just keep on going, and that's it.
Amen.
That's what you do. Especially, look how lucky we are that we actually drove cars here today. By the way, could you imagine being on a Long Island Railroad? I take that when I go in the city 3-4 days a week. It is the worst situation. You know, it's time for competition. The Long Island Railroad's got a monopoly. It's a railroad. It's a monopoly. There's only one railroad. There's nothing you can do.
You know
I charge
need?
You $300 a month to do mm-hmm. this. And what do you need?
Monorail.
What?
Monorail.
A monorail. That's what mm-hmm. we need. A Disney monorail. Which we need yep. Jim's. We need like Jim's Railroad. We need competition. We need like 40 different railroads. So we go, you know what, Long Island Railroad? I don't like you no more. I'm taking Jim's Railroad. And everybody be on Jim's Railroad. Everybody be on Rogers Railroad.
Right.
And what are we going to do? We can just elevate it up and you put it over on top of the other ones. That's
right.
it.
And then you'll have half of Long Island saying, oh, that's a great idea. The other half saying, that's horrible. It looks like crap. You're ruining my view.
And nothing will ever get done?
Doesn't matter.
Dude, everybody
doesn't
hates
matter.
Everybody.
It doesn't matter. Put it over the water. Put it over the beach. That's it. Every time you go to the beach, your view's a little askew. You know, we got to give up a view every once in a while. There's over 4 million people on Long Island alone.
Ready, bro?
We
got to
get them
so
on and off.
Go to Jones Beach and watch Jim's monorail out
watch
there?
Watch Jim's monorail right across the thing.
No, you're
over
ruining
there.
My water view.
All right, tough. How about that? How about this? How about
I wish
this? Ready?
Would just say tough.
How about tough?
Right.
How about tough crap? How about that? Somebody got to get used to that. That's what my parents would say to me.
tough crap.
All right. Oh, well, and you walk away.
You hear the sound in your headphones?
What?
News time.
Yeah, we'll talk with Joey Cola more next.
I don't know what that was. Sounds like Pong. Remember? Pong.
All right.
Is that Ted?
Comedian Joey Cola. He's right there.
Well, oh, Ted. Hi, Ted.
There he is.
I love Ted.
He's waving. Here's Ted with the stuff you need to know.
It's day three of the government shutdown. There's an expected procedural vote in the Senate.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 7:23, showers and 46 today. Comedian Joey Cola.
Only classic rock.
Hanging out with
still
us
playing
this
Toto.
That's right.
Hold the line. It's still 1979.
Bow, bow, bow.
All right. Joey, that just got to laugh.
That's the music we all love.
I know. Believe me, I love it. Yeah. You know, I was watching a thing the other day on Access Television. They do documentaries about all these 70s bands.
Yeah. They do,
like,
yeah, they
the
do
band. And I saw this thing about Meatloaf. Mm-hmm. Meatloaf started in Australia. You know, we didn't accept him right away. He got big in Australia and then came here. You know, there's no bands like that really rocking out with all these different guys and they put together, they're just rocking it out on stage and doing it without any kind of help with the sound and the microphones and stuff, you know. Uh-huh. I just saw, I went to the Paramount, I saw a Prince tribute band.
How was it?
It was phenomenal.
Was it?
This guy was phenomenal. You know, well, Prince, I saw him three times in concert.
Did you really?
Yeah, they asked Eric Clapton, what's it like to be the greatest guitar player in the world? And he said, I don't know, ask Prince. It was the great, and I've seen everybody in concert, but this guy, Prince, was just the most, because he could sing, he could dance, he played all the every instrument around, and he played it phenomenally, you know? So, and then this guy who did the Prince tribute was really good, too. So,
was he like that little dude on the Dr. Pepper commercial? Did you ever see it? The mini Prince?
Yeah.
That dude's hysterical, man.
This guy actually looked like him, he sounded like him, he got the smile down and everything. Could you imagine, like, your career is being another guy like that?
Mike Del Judas.
He doesn't look like Billy Joel and become Billy Joel.
No,
because Mike Del Judas does a lot of originals.
He does.
You ever hear him do the Beatles?
Yeah,
Del Judas is phenomenal.
That,
if
you want to talk about talent, that dude, Mike.
And he's got this thing on his porch where he does on Facebook Live. You go to his porch, he's playing on his porch. He's phenomenal talent. But I often think to myself that if I ever became...
Yes.
A big enough comedian where someone would actually become me on stage in about 40, 50 years from now. What would they do? What would they look like? They'd have to gain weight, first of all.
And they'd have to burn their balls on the sea heater.
Exactly. They'd have to live a life where all these crazy circumstances happen to you by chance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's...
And they'd have to be you.
Could you imagine someone goes out of their way to look like me with the hair?
They'd have to grow a little belly and get little skinny little legs.
Skinny, tiny little legs. That's
that don't look like they should be holding you up.
Yeah, and you're raising butterflies and then telling penis jokes.
Right.
Don't forget about the dog crap jokes.
There you go. All of that.
And be funny for 35 years.
There's a couple of JP lookalikes out there, too, I heard. Right?
Mark Wahlberg.
Your dreams.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg.
Kidding me? You and him look like a before and after.
I'm telling you, dude.
And well, guess now who's that the before? Mark Wahlberg. Are you kidding?
Listen, when you can make a comedian laugh, you did your job.
You're not even Donnie. You're the mental brother that they opened the hamburger shop with. That's what they did. They took the third mental brother and
Paul.
What's his name? Paul. Paul Wahlberg. You're in show business too. Guess what? We're gonna make you have a hamburger shop.
Listen,
how about that?
You love that show, don't you? That show is a great show.
I've seen it a couple times, only because I'm always hungry. That's it. You ever have a Wahlburger?
I did have
a
Wahlburger.
Good burgers.
They don't suck.
They don't.
They don't suck.
How great is that? A Wahlburger.
Did you go to Bobby's Burger Palace yet?
I've been there many times. Yeah,
that's my spot.
Yeah. And then I actually he was on the Rachel Ray show, and I told him he stole my idea by putting potato chips on the thing. Mm-hmm. But there's apparently a lot of people do that. You crunchify it. That's what you call it. Get it crunchified. Yep. You put potato chips on the burger.
When we were in
called crunchified.
When we were in junior high school, you'd go buy a buttered bagel and a bag of Wise potato chips, and you crunch them up, and you put the potato chips on the buttered bagel.
Really?
Boom.
You did
Or Dipsy Doodles.
What's a Dipsy Doodle?
Like a Frito.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You smash them up, and you throw them right on the buttered bagel.
Well, speaking of doodles, Cheese Doodles is my character in the movie, Howard Boffey. His thing is Cheese Doodles, and he eats every scene. I'm eating Cheese Doodles. And
crunchy or regular ones?
The crunchy ones, you know, boy. Cheese doodles, the little noodle, yeah, like gotcha. A cheese doodle. But they're not cheese doodles; they're cheese
Cheetos?
like a cheeto, like a cheese. It looks like a cheese doodle. But there's a scene in the movie where
you want to give it all away?
No, I don't want to give it all away. But I hand the cheese. Pay attention, those of you coming to see the movie.
It's Thursday night.
I hand off the cheese doodles to somebody, and something happens, and I get them back, and that's all I'm saying.
Something That's happens, all I'm saying. And you get them back.
Something happens right. to the cheese doodles, and I get the cheese doodles. But there's a lot of hidden little things that you're going to go,
Is this like where Disney hides the penises in all the movies? Is this
yeah,
kind of like
yeah,
that?
There's a couple things like that. Okay. Yeah, yeah. It's an amazing movie. It really is. It was a lot of fun to do. I'll tell you what happened. We got a minute? Anyway.
he didn't even wait for the nod. So this is about Gender Bender, which yeah,
this
is
guy John Morana and Richie Lampone. Richie Lampone plays Nick. He's the cop in the movie. And these guys, they're both cops in real life. They're retired, mm-hmm. but they're cops in real life, and they knew each other. They worked together. Richie was a captain or a lieutenant. I think John was a sergeant or a captain. And then what happened was they wrote this movie. They came up with this concept, and they wrote the movie. And they said to themselves, wouldn't it be great if Joey Cola, because they knew me from coming to the comedy clubs and seeing me, let's write this part for Joey Cola. We'll see if we can get him. And they didn't really have a connection to me. They were going to come to the comedy club and this and that. Turns out my wife used to work with John, the guy who wrote the movies, brother at Verity Van Lines. You know, the Van Line. So they knew each other. And then his brother said to me, to my wife, you think your husband would be interested in reading the script and this and that, because we wrote this part for him. I said, sure. So I was doing the Borgata, and then it came down, like nine guys came in, we're going to dinner in the Borgata. So we all sat down, they read me the script, and at first I was like, I don't know, guys, this is way over the top. This is like way over the top. And they go, well, come on, we're going to make it fun, it's going to be funny. And I said, I've never seen anybody do this. Are we allowed to do it? Mm-hmm. Second of all, are we allowed to say these things and do these things? And they said, yeah, sure, let's do it. That's the beauty of it. No one's ever done it. It's going to be deep comedy, like real comedy. Like you're not going to be able to, it's real good comedy, like from the gut. Like you're not going to be able to control yourself with laughter. And it's funny, and it's not political. Mm-hmm. It's not an opinion. It's not giving you. It's not making you try to think a certain way. It is good, clean, not clean. It's good. It's really just fun. Like when you leave there, you're gonna go, holy crap, I can't. It's like coming off a great roller coaster. You ever get off a great roller coaster and you go, wow, like that? Yeah. That's what this is going to be like. It's a roller coaster ride, and it leaves. We're already writing the second one, and there's a lot happened in it. So I think you're going to
enjoy
it. In this
movie, Joey has a vagina. So does every other guy in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Mm. Well, it's crazy. Called Gender Bender. We pretty much go on a bender, and we lose our gender, and we spend the whole movie trying to get our penis is back. Yes. And there's a lot of big people in it, and it's very fun.
So bring the kids.
No.
So they have a free open admission to the public in the big room.
Well, what's happening, we did the promotion with you guys, and you guys are getting like a VIP situation with all your
we'll
food
give those
and
away. Drink,
that whole thing. And then we did a thing where we invited some of the investors and some producers and things like that. Mm. So there'll be a lot of VIP in the room, a lot of local media is going to be there. Mm-hmm. And then we figured, you know what? We got some extra tickets here. Let's make it open to comedy club fans and people that, you know, that are fans of supported Governor's Comedy Club over the years. So then, and then after that, we just put it on Facebook. We said, anybody else want to come? So now it's snowballed. And
sure
we're going to have to do a couple of showings, and we're going to do it out in Bohemia at the McGuire's in Bohemia. Mm. We have a city one planned. We have Jersey planned. We have festivals we're going in. We have three major different options to distribute it and get it into festivals, and we already have interest on all of those things. So what's going to happen is we're going to figure out what's best for us, because you can make a movie and lose a lot of money. So we're doing that, and then don't come. Then don't come. Pain in the ass.
He's so excited.
Yeah.
Good for you,
Joey.
Is he going
to stay awake that
Everybody's
night?
Everybody's like, yo, did you hear that? He's got distribution.
Yeah. People are interested in this because they want to make their own movies.
I love you.
Go ahead, you talk. I'll eat my yogurt.
All right, he's Joey Cola. More with Joey next. Here's Doc Roger and JP. It's 7:38. Showers today and a high of 46. So what were you saying that you are not going into a freeze tank, or you are going into a freeze tank?
I would never go. Here's the thing.
Comedian Joey Cole is on with us, and JP did the, what's it called?
Cryo, whatever the hell it was.
Because you're crying when you're done.
No, dude, I'm telling you, you're in there for 3 minutes, listen, you're in your
house. Here's what I thought. You know, I always get on this radio station here, classic rock and
this
roll.
This one over here.
Over here, and I say to you, hey, next time you do that, I'm going to go with you. Do I ever go with you?
No.
No, of course not. You know why?
Why?
Because what you do is self-torture. And I'm not doing any of that. Why would I want to be uncomfortable? I put a blanket on me when I get up to sit on the bowl in the morning.
The thing,
it's so
though,
cold. I'm
going to
put my whole body in a freeze?
With the cryotherapy thing,
right?
You don't wake up with aches and pains every day. So there's no reason for you to do it.
Okay.
I do.
Right.
Every day.
Every single day.
Every
aches
day.
Aches and pains from going to the gym all the time?
No, from growing up, from playing sports growing up, it's got to be. It's the only thing that makes any sense.
Okay.
And I've had the surgeries that go along with all that stuff.
All
so
stuff.
A lot
so
of times.
So he's willing to go do this.
I would like, instead of eating pain pills, which I refuse to do, or swallowing anti-inflammatories on a daily basis, I figured, let me go give this a shot.
A shot. Yeah. And did it work?
I did it 3 times. I felt better. You know, I did feel better, but I don't have the time to keep up on it 3 times a week. Even though you're only going in there for three minutes, it's, you know,
you think if you did it on a regular basis, it would work and get rid of your pain?
I think it would definitely. You think about it. So when you got it swollen, when you break your ankle, you break your wrist. When
put
it swells
ice on
up,
it.
You put ice on it, right?
Right.
So this is basically, and you put ice on it to get the swelling down.
Yeah.
So if you go into the tank and you're in minus 230 degrees for 3 minutes, the inflammation kind of shrinks down.
Yeah. In theory.
I wish I could have one in the house. Then I would use it.
In theory, that sounds great. But to go in and get initially cold like that, to freeze yourself on purpose, I'm not doing that. I'm staying in my, I'm at a point, I'm staying in my comfort zone.
Okay.
Yogurt, cheeseburgers, raviolis. You know what I mean?
Listen,
like, I'm not going over there.
I love a good ravioli
myself. I'm not going over there. I don't want to go over there. I'm staying over here. You know what I mean? You find your comfort zone. And that's a way that nature says, you know what? You should do this. You should stay in your comfort zone. Because sometimes when you're out of your comfort zone, some bad things can happen.
Right.
It's a natural thing.
Or you could look at it as you should push yourself out of your comfort zone so you can experience new things.
And get hurt. That's what happens. You're going to get hurt.
Listen,
more.
I don't necessarily disagree with you.
Which was more dangerous, throwing a football when you were a kid or dumping yourself in 40 below in the tank?
Minus 230.
230?
Minus 230 degrees.
Oh, my
God. No way you're leaving the house.
You're in there
for
3 minutes. You have to move around. So you're in there with a pair of socks,
now there's
some
pressure.
Slippers, right?
Yeah.
And your underwear.
That's it.
And gloves.
Yeah.
And you're going in there, and you move around. You can't, like, stand still like this, or else you're never going to... you're going to look like Han Solo.
On purpose you do this. Make yourself that uncomfortable.
That cold.
Well, you'll push yourself... Yeah, because... Because
of what he's talking about, the swelling.
Because I don't want to feel pain.
But, Joe, you're talking about you're in your comfort zone. Is that like... you go to work, and you go home, and then when you're home, you're like, this is my comfort zone.
Yeah, like, even... It's,
with the
like
picking out,
like, let's
home.
Just use this example. Like, you're on the Long Island Railroad, right? Again, I got to come back to that, because that's my life. Did I tell you about the rat that came up on the platform behind me? Oh, I got to tell you that story. Listen, so you're on the Long Island Railroad. When you finally get a seat, let's say you get on. Let's say back in the day, they used to have 12 cars, 10 cars. Now they got, like, 6.5 to 8 cars. Everybody's fighting to get in. Yeah. Everybody's sneezing. There's puke. There's flu everywhere. It's the worst. It's worse. It's like, bring out your dead thing.
Yeah.
Every time I leave the train, there's dead people on the train. All right? So now, when you can finally get a seat on the train, right, you get that seat, right? And what happens is you go through like a metamorphosis. You go from commuter guy or commuter girl to I'm going to snuggle into this seat. I'm going to let the person next to me know where the barriers are. Mm-hmm. Don't touch my foot. I won't touch yours.
Touch my stuff.
And this is my little space.
Right.
And you get into that comfort zone. And it could be a pleasurable train ride. If you're not broken down in Jamaica or between Freeport and Baldwin. You know what I mean? So you establish a comfort zone no matter where you are.
Okay.
That's a physiological thing that nature is saying. You better build a comfort zone. This is where you should live. Now, people that come out of their comfort zone, they do it for economic reasons. They do it for physical reasons, whatever it is. They want to stop pain. But what I'm saying is, me in particular, like to stay in my comfort zone, and that's where I'm thriving. I'm not jumping in no cold tank.
You know what
I'm
you should try.
I'm not jumping in a cold pool. I'm
you,
not jumping
you know what you
I'm
should
putting
try.
My hand in fire.
Look at me. Breathe. Joseph.
Yeah, I'm all excited this morning.
There's a place in Belmore that not only does the, I forget the name of it, not only does the right. cryotherapy, yeah. but they also do the flotation therapy. You go into that
yeah,
flotation.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You,
that's good.
You should do that.
Yeah, I got one at home. It's called a tub.
No.
I fill the tub up.
I'm telling you.
And I float in the tub.
It's different. It's different.
Why?
Just try it. Try it. Go, there's one right in Belmore, right by your house.
I'm going to try. You go, want me to go float in the tank?
You will love it.
Sensory deprivation.
I promise
quiet,
you.
Dark.
You will love float. It.
It's that, but that's
sounds amazing.
Sensory deprivation. What you said. Yeah. That's just sleep, right?
No,
isn't that just sleep?
Just,
you go to
you
sleep.
Just do it.
But you're
just,
awake.
I'll buy it for you.
No. I'll buy it.
I'll go with you.
You'll go with
we'll
me?
We'll go together.
We'll hold hands?
We'll go together. No, you go in one tub, I'll go in a different tub.
All right. And then what happens? We go into the tub and we think.
Let Ted do his you job float. And we'll talk about it.
Making life so complicated.
No, you'll love it. You'll love it.
All right, Ted, what's going
Ted,
on?
Ted, give me some good news, damn it, Ted.
Well, Joey, the Long Island Railroad, we only have one set of delays so far this
month. Oh, that's good news. That's actually good news.
On the Oyster Bay branch.
It's a big day.
Oh, okay.
So not your branch.
North Shore, they pay more money.
Other than that, we are on.
KB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. 753 showers today on and off and high of 46. Comedian Joey Cola in the studio with us this morning. We'll be hanging out with him, and you could too, on Thursday night for the Genderbender movie screening at Governor's Comedy Show.
And
we'll have VIP passes that include dinner and hanging with the comedians before you see the movie.
Yep, and this is Gilbert Gottfried's. This is Bon Nunn, Gilbert Gottfried's funniest role ever.
Really?
When you...
So he's not well, just he's, a guest appearance line here or there.
No,
he's got a lot.
He's a gynecologist. It can't not
yes,
be funny.
Yeah, but when... when and we let him improvise some of it. We let him, we was scripted, but we let him be loose with it. There was props in the room.
Oh, good.
He just used, Chris Roach is in the movie from Kevin Can Wait.
Yeah. Hey, do me a favor. What happened with the, you started telling us about the rat.
Oh, can I tell you the rat
story? Yeah, the rat, right. You said it was right at your foot.
Yeah. I get off the train and I'm on the last train and I'm the last guy off, right? There you go. And, I like to be the last one off the train because I let everybody go. I'm not running with this. I take an earlier train so I could just take my time, right?
Okay.
I get off the train, and everybody's kind of like, 20, 30 feet ahead of me, and I'm walking like the last one. Anyway, I look to my left, and over the tracks, like down below, I see this rat, and a pretty good-sized rat. And it's running towards the track that I'm on, but I'm up on the platform.
Right.
I figured it's down there. There's a rat, another rat. It's hopping over a track, hopping another track. It gets closer to me.
It's lifting the train.
I walk about 30 feet. I look up. This thing crawled up the side of the platform,
really?
And it was now on the platform in front of the door that I just got out of on the train, like behind me.
Oh
I'm thinking
God.
To myself, this rat's not afraid of anything.
Yeah.
It's like it must have been the pizza rat. Remember the pizza rat that ate the pizza?
Yeah,
that's right.
So now I find myself almost running away from this rat that's up on the platform with me.
Right.
Can Amtrak do something about the rats?
Isn't it amazing how we are grown human beings? But something the size of your thumbnail, like a bee can come along.
Right.
A rat can come along. You start freaking out.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, all you got to do is really kick it or step on it. But we're full-size humans and we freak out.
Yeah, because you know what? It's planted in our brains at a young age that these things, that they're scary, it's scary to us. Plus, you get stung by the right bug. You're in a hospital for a little while.
Right.
No one wants to get bit by a rat. You get bit by a rat. What do you get?
Rabies.
What do you get? Rabies? Termites? What do you get?
I don't think you get termites.
You get termites.
I'm pretty sure
when
it's
you
rabies.
Get bit by a rat, you get termies. Turbies.
Turbines. Turbines.
And you got to sit in a freeze tank
for
6 weeks.
Is that what you have to do?
My doctor prescribed it.
My friend's father made millions.
How?
Selling rats.
Selling rats?
He...
To who?
You got to understand this guy. He is one of those guys that... you would think is a complete whack job.
Right.
But he'll always figure out a way to make money. The guy done tons of drugs.
Right.
Off his rocker. He's done everything. All of a sudden, he moves to Florida and he's become rat man.
Right.
Right? And he's growing rats. He's selling rats. But he's selling them to SeaWorld. He's selling them to Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
He's selling them to all these places where they feed rats to the animals.
Snakes. Eat them.
Millions. He made millions.
But where does he get
rats.
The rats from?
I don't know.
He must breed.
Does he breed rats?
He was breeding them. Yeah, he had his own little rat farm, and he became Rat Man.
You could. So nobody knows of him. No fame, no nothing. I'll take the biggest suite you got. Really, sir? Yes.
And he would sell them to. And he would sell them to the zoos, the theme parks, wherever the hell they needed rats, and he would sell them all, and he made millions of dollars.
He found a market. He found a rat market. He was like the rat patrol.
Yep.
Who the hell wants rats, you know?
Well, the zoos and they need them to feed the animals.
And people with pets.
Yeah.
I love when we're done, we come to the end of a sentence. You raise your hand like
just kill them.
Yes. And everybody's, that's a cue.
Way to lift the curtain.
Yeah. Well, people want to know what goes on in this radio station. Like when I'm driving in the car, I assume you guys are listening to commercials with me.
No.
But a lot of times you don't do that.
No, we're
you'll
talking,
get up and you go off into where you go. You're talking on the phones. You got things in.
We're plotting revenge against management a lot of the time.
Ted masturbating in a booth over here. He's
that's what the shade on the window is for.
Aren't you a little judgy today?
A little bit, yeah. I wanted to come in and let's lift the curtain up and see what goes on here, because it really is an amazing operation you guys got here.
Mm-hmm.
But
when I'm
in the car and I'm listening, I'm hearing all these commercials. I'm thinking, hey, Roger and JP are listening to these commercials with me. Sometimes you're not.
Well, sometimes you're like we're on the phones talking to people trying to get a good phone call on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're always doing stuff for the next step, not what's going on.
But
right
I want
now.
You to know that as a guest on your radio station,
yes, Joseph.
I listen to all the commercials, and I go to all the places that you guys advertise.
Oh, that's less than that.
There you go.
How about that?
All right,
okay.
Joseph. How about that?
And they're all reputable things.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yes. I'm actually thinking about, you did a solar commercial before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did it in your house?
I have it on my house.
Stuff? And you don't pay any electricity, nothing? No, all your hot water comes from a thing?
You pay a little.
I pay right now what the surcharges of whatever the hell it is, like $13.
And the things are on your house.
Yeah.
And the sun hits it, warms up what? Water?
No, it gives me electricity, and electricity runs the house.
And on a cloudy day, you get the same thing?
No.
You don't, and
you store it up, and you get more during the summer, obviously, during winter, because you get more sun. All right, this is boring. Ted is the, thing. I'll tell you about it.
I'm boring.
Joey was stolen. All right, Ted.
Right now on the LIE westbound into exit 40.
Taking care of business. Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP.
I had a friend when I was in high school. He used to go, taking care of kissing. He had no idea what the words were. Taking care of kissing.
What?
I don't know.
What are you doing? Brett's doing Facebook Live? Is that what's going on here?
We're on Facebook Live.
If you want to see Joey live on Facebook, go to the 102.3 WBAB Facebook page.
He sucks in his gut a little bit. He stands up a little taller now.
It's all about posture. Look, this is... How you doing? Oh, yeah, over there. How you doing? Joey Cola, comedian. Facebook Live right now. How are you? Okay, is it done? Can I breathe now? Oh, my God.
Look at that belly.
That. See that? So it keeps me healthy. Right there.
So you're just talking about Joey's new rescued dog that you guys rescued, which is very cool. Very nice, you guys. A collie retriever mix.
Much more like a collie than anything, though. Yeah, we saved him from Rough House Rescue in Freeport.
Very nice.
Yeah. And he was in Texas at a kill shelter, and the only reason why they didn't kill him was because somebody in the office liked him and kept him alive. So they put him on a truck, and they brought him up here.
My dog was at a kill shelter in South Carolina. Best dog I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think he knows we saved him from the electric chair.
Yep.
So that's why he's so cool.
Yeah. That same thing with this dog. For the first few months, he had a lot of ticks. He never barked. I just said to myself, if we can get this dog to wag his tail once, I'd be happy. Now he's happy. He trusts you? Yeah, he's my wife's dog. I call him Sidecar because everywhere she goes, he's like Sidecar. right there. Like she can't like physically move without that dog being there.
Which
gets in a lot of, in a way, in a lot of, a lot of times.
So check this out. There's a guy who was charged with DWI for drinking catnip cocktail. Have you ever heard of this?
What did you just say?
Catnip, I guess, is something that people use. It gives their cats energy. Yeah. They love it.
Okay.
It gives them a little boost.
Yeah, I know what catnip is.
I feel like it's like 5-hour energy for cats or something.
This guy made a tea out of catnip?
So this guy admitted drinking a catnip cocktail. So what it is a mix of like highly concentrated caffeine and then a bunch of like amino acids and stuff. It gives you amazing energy and makes you a little high.
So you get a get like a.
So he was driving while intoxicated from this stuff.
Look how excited he's getting.
No.
That's going to be the next thing he's going to try.
No.
They're going to open up little stores.
But how do they pop him for a DWI?
Because he was intoxicated, they said.
Right,
it's a mood enhancer for dogs and cats, but he's drinking it out of the plastic bottle, not diluted, and just pounding it along with who knows what else, like maybe some pills.
Right.
And now he's become a DWI guy.
A catnip cop.
Can't pass a test.
Does it come in a like, can you just go buy this stuff, or did he steal it from the veterinarian?
You go to catnipcocktail.com.
Oh, really?
Yes, you can.
Does it say not for humans?
Correct.
It does?
It's for cats.
Yeah.
But you can go there and buy it, and then people will, like, sip it.
Dude, where is your life where you'd be like, I got no vodka left. Jesus.
Nothing
left. That catnip will do.
Yeah.
Go on my laptop. Yeah. Favorites? Catnipcocktail.com is right there.
Pot's almost legal. There's a million drugs on the market. But you know what? I need this.
Right. So it's like all these weird, like, chemicals and stuff you see. And they're all, like, amino acids and stuff. But the highly concentrated caffeine is a big thing.
Okay.
There's something else in there that makes it kind of high. So
yeah.
Isn't that messed up?
Hey, well, you know, if cats can do it, you know.
Right. There he is.
You just had a little sip of it, didn't you?
What does it do for the schmeckle? Does it help down there too? Because imagine if you can get an erection with it also.
Well, I would think if it speeds you up a little bit, it might.
Wow.
Get your heart going, that kind of thing.
Wow. Let's do it. Let's get
it. Or drop you right on the cement where you stand.
Or you'll die on the spot.
I don't think any of us are cut out for that kind of. Not at this point in our lives.
No. Okay. Well, maybe he'll find something better to do in his life. He's in jail now, the guy, right?
Sure.
All right. Good. Okay.
So if the cat has catnip cocktail, how does he sound again? One of the greatest sounds ever.
Sounds like Japanese porn, doesn't it?
My favorite.
Oh, my God.
Joey Cola hanging with us in the studio this morning.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, we've been saying it. In just a couple minutes, we'll give away some passes to go to the Gender Bender screening on Thursday.
Thursday night at Governor's in Levittown, by the way.
Yeah, Governor's Levittown.
Yeah, there's a whole VIP section. There's a whole back room that they got now.
Yeah. That's where we're going to put everybody and have dinner and the whole thing. And then you guys all come over and hang with our people.
Yeah, they're going to have a screen in that room, too. The whole club is
so we don't have to hang with the common folk?
You can go.
That's good. That's good. We'll be in the VIP
area.
There'll
be a lot of common. A lot
I knew it was
common.
VIP for dinner, but that's great.
It's good, yeah. The food is good. There's a Joey Cola burger on the menu.
Oh, really?
We just had the Governor's Christmas party also. Can I tell you something? They have real chefs in the kitchen there.
Yeah.
That food is phenomenal.
Really?
Like, phenomenal. Yeah, if you go there to eat, they, you know, you're going to get good food. You're not just going to get
Joey Cola burger covered in funny bones?
There you go. Yeah, and Nutella.
All right, 8:12. More with Joey in just a minute. We'll get the top 10 list, too, and then at 9 o'clock, 10 songs in a row, commercial free. Right now, Ted has the rope.
Here's Ted.
Thanks, Joey. Your B.A.B.